It works for me. It works for me. Every time I have a need or a desire or a choice in my life, I think about it, and I think that it is already done. I see it. I visualize it. I enjoy it. It works for me. It's a program that works for anybody who wants to put it into motion. But we have to really be careful of how we are acting, because if we are not aware that it works for us, then we'll try to make it happen. Or we'll say, worse of worse, I don't have it. It doesn't work. And when we put that cause in motion, we have pulled down the brakes. We've set the parking brakes. We've put the brakes on hold, and we are standing still, and we're not going to move one little bit. We don't have to do that. We don't have to put on the brakes. We don't have to stop. We don't have to quit. We don't have to have it so it doesn't work for us. It's just a matter of, what do we want to have happen? What do we want to have happen in our life? What do we want to have take place in our life? Are we able to take off the brakes and let us roll right into whatever it is we want in life? We can roll right down the hill. We can roll forward. We can roll backwards. We can do anything we want, as long as we are taking charge, as long as we are determining what is our value in life. So many times we say, I can't do it, or it doesn't work, or I guess I'll never have that, or it's too much for me, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true, so it certainly is not true. It's too good to be true, so it certainly is not a reality in my life. And then we push ourselves right away from it. And we don't accept it, we don't claim it, we don't name it, we don't enjoy it, and we are not experiencing it. But it's up to us. It's up to us to make that decision. It's up to us to tell ourselves exactly where we want to be and how we want to be and who we want to be. It's up to us to tell ourselves that, for no one else really cares. No one else really knows. No one else really understands what's going on at all. But do we? Oh, yes, we do. We do, because we say it doesn't work and it doesn't work. Our life should be filled with positive thoughts, positive statements, positive attitudes. And as we have it filled with this positiveness, we experience a positive response to life. It's just that simple. People who are experiencing positive attitudes toward life have a positive attitude in themselves about the world. They think positive thoughts. They speak positive thoughts. They live in a positive universe. And we can all do that because that's the reality of what we live in. But we sometimes say it's not so. And whenever we say it's not so, we deny ourselves from having that experience. We deny ourselves from having and knowing all that is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic. It's up to us. What is it that you want out of life? What is it that you want to experience in your world? What is it that you'd like to have in your universe that is so wonderful and so important to you? What would you like to have? Well, once you set your eye on it, once you visualize what it is you'd like to have, then start visualizing yourself having it, because that's the next step. And as you visualize yourself having whatever your dream is, then your thoughts are on that dream. Your thoughts are on that realization. And pretty soon you visualize it so beautifully and so completely and so wonderfully that you bring it forth into your life. You bring it forth into your world. You bring it forth in a wonderful, marvelous way. Everyone does this. Everyone does it, whether they realize it or not. When you're thinking about going somewhere, you visualize yourself already there. You visualize yourself and what you're going to do when you are there. You visualize yourself as the people you're going to see and the things you're going to say and you, the happenings that are going to take place in that wonderful visitation that you have. It's just up to you. And when you are able to do that wonderfully, beautifully, fully, when you're able to do that, then what happens to you? You're there. You're right where you think you are. You're right where you visualize yourself. You're right where you are in your consciousness, and it's a wonderful thing. Now, everyone can and should be right where they are in their consciousness. Sometimes we visualize a tough experience, and we visualize it so vividly that we feel the tough experience. We feel the unhappiness of the situation. We feel the worry of the situation. And as we feel the worry of it, we feel the situation as it is in this negative way. Now, this is real. This is real. Everyone does this to a degree. Everyone does this. And as they do it, they say to themselves, "Why me, O Lord? Why me, O Lord?" And it's because that's where our thought is. It's because that's where our expectation is. It's because that's who we are. Now, is that what you want in your life? Is that what you want in your experience? Is that what you want in the world that you're living in? Well, if it is, then you can be sure that's what you have. That's what you get. That's what you are. And that's what you know. Now, you don't have to do that. But if you do that, then that's what you bring forth in your experience, that you bring forth in your life. Wouldn't it be much better to bring forth positive, wonderful things? Wouldn't it be much better to bring forth joyous and harmonious things? Wouldn't it be much better to bring forth peace and love and goodness? Wouldn't it be much better to bring that forth? I think it would. I think it would, and I know that's what I do all the time. I think about happiness, and I bring forth happiness. I think about peace, and I bring forth peace. I think about the world as being a great place to live in. Every desire, every dream that I ever have, I visualize it as being fulfilled. I visualize it as being revealed in my life. I visualize it as being an experience that is mine right now. And as I visualize that, that's what I experience. That's what I know. And that's what I am. I can visualize it. You can visualize it for yourself, too. It's just a matter of your choice. Just a matter of your decision of what's most important for you. And once you make that decision of what's most important for you, then you have it. You have it. And you know it. And you are it. But it's a matter of putting that cause in motion for what you want to experience. Begin looking today at the beautiful things of your world that you delight in experiencing. Begin looking today at the beautiful things in your world that you find so wonderful, that you find so fulfilling. When you sit down at the table, do you sit down to a good meal or do you sit down to an unhappy meal? When you sit down at the table and have a meal with your family, is everyone joyous, telling you all of their wonderful experiences and adventures and so happy and sharing? Is table time for you and your family a time of joy? Is it a time of peace, a time of fulfillment for everybody? Because everybody gets a chance to tell you everything that's going on in their world? Well, if it is, then that's your choice. If it's not, then that's your choice too. You hear only the negatives. Now, start listening for what you want in your life, happiness, joy, peace, harmony, wholeness, wealth. As you visualize and talk about these things, they become your reality. It's not winning the sweepstakes. It's not winning a lottery. It's not winning something. It's being something. You're there. To win a lottery, you got to have a ticket. And most of us don't have a ticket for a lottery. But we do have a ticket for happy thoughts. Happy thoughts that we put in motion by ourselves, and that's what we experience in our life. The happiness that we put in motion by ourselves, for ourselves, in every wonderful, beautiful way. It's our choice. It's up to us. And we can do it today. And no, I see you doing it. Yes, I do. I see you doing it, and I love you. I love you. I love you.